If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
1, 2, 3,
welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. How are you today? Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show. And here on Herb Talk, that's what we're going to do. We're going to empower you. That's what we're going to do every day, all the time. Yes, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about the extinction effect. What the heck is that? Well, we're going to get into it. And we didn't touch the liver topic the other week, so we're going to get into that. And we have a crack report, but before we get into all that good stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm seeking the Lord's face. And I hope you are, too. And mind the time, it grows short. So today's devotional puts us in Jeremiah 5. It says here, "Hear now this, O foolish people, and without understanding, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not." And Jesus said in John 12, "I am come up into the world as light, that whoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." So, we need to lift up our prayers. Prayers have power. So be united, America. seek the Lord's face and mind time because he is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up on the quacker, it's a brief cracker. A brief quacker tonight, Frank. Just one item worthy of the quack report. Talking about the pandemic a little bit and the food prices in a lot of counties. Have you talked to your grocers lately? If you've been asking them, you know, are you going to get any of this in? And they'll say, don't know. You know, we put orders in, but we get what we get kind of thing. Well, an uncertain fourth quarter ahead of us here. Many counties in the United States have increased purchases on staple goods. A lot of driving demand for your basic, you know, staples. And so demand, you know, supply and demand, price goes up. This is why, you know, more and more money to go to the store just to get the same things. Now, world food prices have been kind of on the rise for the fourth month in a row now. In September, they noticed, hey, we're in a trend. So as the price index for your food and agricultural goods go up, especially in the United States and all across the world, a lot of countries are starting to hoard food stuff. So I know we're hearing a lot about China having an issue. Let's see, some of the areas that are seeking reserves in foodstuffs are Jordan, Morocco, and China. So, and I'm hearing that, you know, your grains are going to go way up in price. We're a barrel of cash to buy a loaf of bread kind of scenario. So if you're thinking about getting some, you know, flours and grains, you want to store them, freeze them, this is a good time to do that. And so, you know, look, you know, the Lord is the lifter up of our heads, so seek his face, he'll help us out. And that wraps the quack report. Thanks, Frank. Almost didn't get to my button in time to push my button on. Okay, we're going to be talking about the extinction effect. Yes, it's quite a term. The scientific world is kind of exploding with all this research. Research reports now on COVID-19 are just like flooding. Okay, a lot of the news, or I should say the scientific avenues. So the whole world has really gone crazy, gone mad over this influenza strain that affects a minority of people that have chronic underlying health conditions. But it seems that the health experts in the field of virology that have evidence that the virus is not as deadly or as threatening as first thought, well, you know, they're being ignored, or they're being threatened, or they're being attacked, those experts, you know. So how we have now we have some new evidence, some new interesting research. This is going to rock your world, let me tell you. This is going to just, you may get upset, so, you know, watch the blood pressure. So some new and interesting research on the COVID-19 virus that seems to be suggesting that there needs to be a restructuring now, restructuring of our population size as a preventative measure for COVID-19 and any future pandemic. So we're going to get into this. We're going to see what they're saying. What are they thinking, right? This crazy stuff. So it's kind of like having the keys to the kingdom, you know? So the scientists at American Institute of Physics in Melville, New York, and also in Beijing, kind of satellite office there, they recently reported that the population dynamics can be controlled to help curtail viral outbreaks. Now, we're not just talking about depopulating now. Don't go there. That's not what they're saying right now. They explain our normal population centers tend to intermix. You know, we tend to travel. We dine out. We may go out of town to visit friends in different counties, right, or even states. So this research, they were comparing all of this to the current lockdown measures taken on social distancing, wearing masks, shelter in place, and all that. So the study results, they say, were very interesting, and they did get published in the October 2020 Journal of CHAOS. I know it's not chaos, but it's Chaos. K-O-S-S is how you pronounce it, but it's spelled C-H-O-A-S. So the math, they used this math algorithm, and it was used to examine different simulations of outbreaks and how dividing the populations into subpopulation affected the spread of the disease. Okay? One of the lead researchers, Professor Raymond Golestian, he's with the American Institute of Physics, he says, when infection numbers are high, random effects can be ignored, but subdividing a population can create communities so small that the random effects then matter. So randomness, he says, causes peak infection numbers to be brought way down. End of quote. Oh, it's random. Well, let's look at the random assumptions, shall we? You want to keep in mind, you know, that these lead health experts here at the Institute of Physics, they ran these kinds, you know, Fauci, you know, all those head, health experts, they ran a lot of dynamic programs like this in order to predict the course of the COVID virus. And, you know, they wanted to know how it would spread and, you know, get a kind of picture of the future with this virus. And how do you suppose all that worked out? Well, there was a lot of errors, right? And there were a lot of overestimating and what appears to be a lot of manipulation of the outcomes. So after all, you know, predicting the future, kind of never certain, you know, never really certain. But they're saying we're doing the best we can with our algorithms. So let's look at this algorithm they got going on for the subpopulation game. That's what I call it. That's what I'm calling it. The subpopulation game. Oh, Frank says a lot of errors. They got everything wrong. Yeah, I guess you could go there. What would you give them a grade on? If you're grading their algorithm paper, what grade would you give them, Frank? Ooh, are you using the red pen? Oh dear. That big fat. Oh yeah, below an F. I didn't know there was an F below an F. An F minus? Okay. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate you weighing in. Well, let's look at the subpopulation game, because in this study, science is suggesting we give up more freedoms in order to stop the spread of viruses like COVID. And in doing so, we're going to be assigned a population subgroup that is prohibited from intermixing with other subgroups. Hang with me on this. I'm going to explain. Their model used 8 million people that supposedly had of 500 infected individuals, in which they said the virus would spread significantly every 12 days with a 5% infectious rate. Okay. And they then tested their model using 100 subpopulations of 80,000 people each. And then the program said, oh, the spread decreased to 3%. There's that randomness going on. Ooh, the randomness. Then they tested, and they asked, you know, if they could reduce the spread. So they asked the program, the computer program, to split the population groups again into 500 subgroups of like 16,000 people each. And then, of course, the program said the infectious rate dropped to 1%, which is, you know, barely a pandemic at all. Hardly worth a mention. Now, you got to remember, with this kind of scenario, you can't intermix subgroups. So, if you have family or friends in a different subgroup, well, you'd be prohibited from visiting them. Yeah, it would just be, you know, virtual visits. You know? Yeah. Goodness. What do you think of this, Frank? I'm looking at this report and I'm going, are they serious? Are they truly serious here? Oh, man. Well, it's a game of numbers, basically. So the scientists admit, now get this, they admit that total extinction of a virus is unachievable, even in the smallest communities. Okay? All right? Here is what Professor Goldstein said, American Institute of Physics. Goldstein, I'm going to read his name right. What are you saying, Frank? what's their excuse to introduce internal passports for travel from state to state, maybe even county to county? Well, you're getting close, Frank. You're getting mighty close. You know, because here's what one of the professors said at the American Institute of Physics. He says, in reality, some populations cannot be perfectly isolated, so local extinction might only be a temporary thing. Further study is needed to take this and other suitable countermeasures into account. So it's kind of truly amazing, isn't it, Frank? It's amazing that, you know, science thinks a majority of people will follow this stuff blindly. You know, quarantine demands and computer program demands. People are already growing weary of the current restrictions. And here's this study suggesting that authorities may implement dividing up communities and issuing boundaries for local travel, right? Well, I know it's not science, it's technology. Exactly. So one wonders, you know, how that would all be managed if they wanted to try to do that. You know what came to mind, Frank? You know what came to mind when I was reading that? You remember during the gas crisis in the 70s? Remember that? You could only go to the pump depending on what your license plate said, if you were odd or even. Right? Remember that? If your numbers on your plate were odd, you could go on an odd calendar day to get gas. If your plate was even, had to wait for the even day to show up there on the calendar so you could go get some gas. You talk about, you know, really managing your gas consumption, right, down to probably the nickel. So, you know, maybe they'll do something like that. You know, you know, part of the subgroup can go about to the store or whatever on odd or even days, and instead of using your license plate, maybe they use your driver's license number. I don't know. Who could say? But, you know, whatever it is, instead of buying gas, it could be, you know, just a means to for restriction and movement. And, the what-if scenarios are kind of endless here. And the intrusiveness to people's private daily lives is endless, what they could, you know, come up on an algorithm. So instead of, you know, running away from a virus, why in the heck aren't we thinking how to make ourselves less likely to become sick with the virus? You know, why aren't we thinking of that? We're trying to no contact stuff. But, you know, I truly believe that minerals play this huge essential role in the support of how the immune system functions and how successful the immune system operates and makes you less vulnerable to disease. So, countless studies have already been published on this, and especially on the COVID-19 pathogen. They already know what gets rid of COVID-19. So many of your immune support herbs are kind of packed full of these minerals. The immune system uses things like zinc and calcium, boron and magnesium. And if you look to God's immune support herbs like astragalus root and echinacea and garlic, you're going to see a lot of power there. So now's the time, really, to prepare to endure to the end, as scripture suggests. It's time to prepare, like the wise virgins, you know, to have your stock ready and just, you know, for whatever may come. And if you got an underlying health condition, now's the time to start researching how you can get and reverse that problem, because if you go to the doctors, they're never going to reverse that problem, because they make more money on you with you being sick and them managing your illness. They're never going to cure your high blood pressure or your heart disease or your liver disease. They're never going to cure that. So you got to start thinking outside the box. You got to start thinking, who is most invested in my health? Well, it's definitely you. It's not the doctors. It's not the insurance companies. It's you. So don't say I can't. Say you can. And the Lord's going to show you how. He's going to make a way when there is no way. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. Get their free product catalog full of whole food, professional strength herbal liquids to help support the immune system. And they have a 10-year shelf life. So give them a call. Their number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. 929-3663. And their local number, especially if you're outside the United States, you can call 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And, of course, the website's there all over the place, thepowerherbs.com. That's the power, thepowerherbs. And that's taking the power back. That's what you're doing. And that's where your healthcare options just became endless. So I was just talking to someone the other day, Frank, and I said, you know, you're not going to hear nutrition from your doctors, your medical doctors, because they're taught to prescribe. They're taught to whip out that pad and write you out something. That's what they're taught to do. They won't, you're not going to hear from your doctor, you know, adopt the Mediterranean diet. I mean, I think it'll be rare if doctors recommend it to patients, because you won't have heart disease, cancer, or diabetes because of all the cultural studies they do on culturals, you know, and diets and lifestyles. They know the Mediterranean area, people don't have those diseases. That's how they eat. Get lots of omega-3 fatty acids. Yeah, so it's definitely what goes in the body matters, and we got to just start being very selective of what we put in the body. You know, get basic with it. Don't do a lot of prepackaged and convenient stuff, because that stuff's not good for you. So thepowerherbs.com. Hey, take advantage of their Election Day sale. It's 20% off orders of $50 or more, and that runs through the 3rd of November. So use coupon code ELECT20, ELECT, and the number 20. You can use that over the phone, on the internet, as you check out, or on your order form if you're using the snail mail. So thepowerherbs.com, and that gives you options you may not have thought about. Yep. I don't know, Frank. You vote yet, Frank? I went and voted. I think I was in line 40 minutes. Wasn't too bad, but I moved to a more rural, smaller county. So anyway, and I noticed that the voting machines were different from last time I voted. Last time I voted, you know, you got at the end of your voting on the computer screen and it said, here's the summary of your ballots that you cast. Is this okay, or do you want to go back? And then that was it. If you said okay, then the screen just went, see you later. And this year, they give you a printout of what you voted. So you had a written printout, but then you had to give it to a guy, and he stuck it in a computer, and it tallies the votes. So interesting, different way of looking at it. I guess it's harder to game a system that way. I don't know. Well, you didn't vote, Frank? When have I had time? Is that the... Well, we're going to talk, we got a few minutes before we got to take a little break, and we're going to talk about the liver. I'm hearing a lot of people, I talked to somebody today who said they had liver issues, and, you know, I can't give medical advice, I tell people, but I wonder, you know, why is the body saying we have cancer, if they're living well, and they keep saying, oh, my lifestyle's great, you know, well... If you keep asking questions, then you get to the nitty gritty. Oh, well, I roll my own menthol cigarettes. Well, that may be the reason. Yep. Yep. Look for that abnormal, or I should say unnatural thing that you're doing. And that could be the reason. So reports on several sources are telling us that, if you have poor oral health, even that you can be at a greater risk of a cancer of your organs, any of them, especially the liver, they're saying. So the liver is really the largest organ of your body. It consists of two lobes, and under healthy circumstances, this organ regenerates itself faster than any other organ in the body. So the liver is positioned in real close proximity to your pancreas and your small intestine and your gallbladder. Therefore, a cancerous liver can increase the spread of cancer to those other organs. That's what usually can happen when it metastasizes. Cancer.org states, it's impossible to live without the liver due to its varied functions. Yeah, the liver has a lot of jobs. It does. Let's look at them. The liver performs a lot of protective functions for us. and the liver is attacked by disease, it can drop some of those very precious functions. In other words, it's supposed to break down and store nutrients that are absorbed by the digestive tract. And some nutrients are used for energy, and some are used for regeneration purposes. Also, the liver manufactures enzymes to help detoxify the blood and prevent abnormal clotting of the blood. It also helps manufacture pancreas bile to deliver it to the intestines to digest nutrients like fats. And it also protects you from alcohol, toxic drugs, even general toxins that may get into the system and into the bloodstream. And it helps to neutralize them with the enzymes and then eliminate them through the elimination channels, which would be bowel and urinary. So some big major jobs there, very important for protection. So according to some new research that came in the European Gastrointestinal Journal, in 2019, they said if we neglect our oral health, we run the risk of developing liver cancer. So 75% increase, they said. Wow. So according to cancer.org, the liver cancer is the most common form, or the oral health, which is Helicobacter cellular carcinoma, they call it HCC, they said is the most common form of liver cancer in adults, but offers a different cancer growth patterns. In other words, you can get a single tumor that grows large and then spreads. You can have small cancer nodules all over your liver, then instead of having a single tumor, that occurs in people with a lot of liver damage. And, or you can have a rare subtype, of cancer that happens in less than 1% of the cases. And, the liver develops cancer just in one section of the liver, which is, I guess, easier for surgeons to remove, but there you go. So it's important that we think about our oral health, because everything's a domino effect inside. And so we gotta remember that. So we're going to take a little break. When we come back, we're going to look at some of this further and what we can do to prevent it, especially if we've been neglecting to go to the dentist or we haven't been able to go to the dentist because of COVID restrictions. So we're going to look into it when we come back from this break.
Американская фирма Transceptor Technology приступила к производству компьютеров «Персональный спутник».
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I lost my shoes last night. I don't know where I put my keys. I was tired and fell asleep beneath an oak tree. I bet my mother's proud of me. From each scar upon my knuckle and each graze upon my knee. And all I know is I got a cab and then threw up upon his car seat. Say what's on your mind, and I am only being honest with you. I get lonely and make mistakes from time to time. Say no man call you, baby, I beg you, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Frank. That's a little bouncy music. Yeah, he does sound like Paul Simon kind of thing, doesn't he? Yeah, well, yeah. Well, we're getting into this thing with the, you know, oral health and liver thing. And let me read you this quote by Dr. George Deo at the Center of Public Health, Queen's University in Belfast, because they did this study and they followed almost 470,000 British patients regarding gastrointestinal cancers that may include liver, colon, rectum, pancreatic cancers. They didn't have them at the onset of the study, but they were looking for associations between liver cancer and oral health problems, such as, you know, painful mouth sores, bleeding gums, ulcers of the mouth, loose teeth, that kind of thing. Here's what Dr. Jordao says. He says, poor oral health has been associated with increased risk of chronic diseases such as cardiovascular, stroke, and diabetes. We wanted to see if there was evidence to suggest that liver and gastrointestinal cancers could also stem from poor or oral health. So what this research group did is they followed their volunteer patients for 6 years. And about 4,000 of them developed gastrointestinal cancers during that 6-year period. And they stated that about 13% of the cancer patients had poor oral health, and they were younger, often female, and under a strained socioeconomic circumstance. So this indicated, you know, they ate less than 2 portions of fruit or vegetables per day because they couldn't afford it. They also had medical professionals speculate that there might be a strong connection between, you know, the gut microbiome and the disease development. But, you know, nutrition matters. And if you're not getting enough of it, you know, and you're under a lot of stress, you know, stuff's going to happen. Dr. Giordeo goes on to say, when the liver is affected by disease like hepatitis, cirrhosis, or cancer, the liver function will decline and bacteria remains longer in the body to encounter more disease. So, yeah, you get a cumulative effect of toxins, and that's not good. So one bacteria that they were looking at was the Fusobacterium nectarletium, which originates in the oral cavity, and they kind of unclear on its connection with liver cancer, so they say further study is going to be needed, but oral problems can also influence your food selections due to a lot of discomfort. You're missing teeth maybe, or you get pain, and it could influence, you know, the nutrition selection. So liver cancer is the sixth leading type of cancer death in the UK, killing about 60,000 people a year. So the survival rate is 11% for patients over 55 with a survival rate after the diagnosis of about 5 years. So in most cases, the disease is preventable, often associated with being a little bit overweight, maybe smoking or using too much alcohol. So, you know, it's a lot of things. A lot of what we see is preventable, you know. And we just have to be more, you know, proactive, definitely. I just wanted to check to see, Frank, did you happen to notice what the what the death rate in the UK is on the COVID? Total. Is there a death rate? Oh, 45,000 deaths. Okay. So 45,000 deaths on the COVID in the UK. But we have 60,000 people dying from liver cancer a year. But we're not shutting down a nation over liver cancer. So, because, you know, it's not socially contagious. Well, previous studies have actually, according to, this is a journal article, June 2019, called SAGE Journal. They said previous studies have judged the poor oral health, including gingivitis, periodontal diseases, you know, tooth loss. And it has an association and an increased risk of developing some gastrointestinal cancers. Now, Dr. Nigel Carter, Chief Executive Oral Health Foundation, says this. He says, this study actually puts into stark reality the potential impact of letting our oral health fall by the wayside, something we simply must avoid. And he goes on to say, sometimes a little effort goes a long way, and as is in this case, the benefits of making the right lifestyle choices and getting into the right habits can last a lifetime. Well, yeah. Well, it's all about lifestyle. Frank says chewing raw organic garlic also prevents mouth infections too. Yeah. Garlic's antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. Yeah, it's selective. It only kills the really bad bacteria, which is good, not the good bacteria. So what we put in the body matters, and what our ancestors, our grandparents said is you are what you eat is true. Your diet can affect the fibrinogen protein in your blood, which regulates clots. So if your diet is leaning towards a lot of animal foods, not so much, you know, fruits and vegetables, then that fibrinogen level is impacted. And you're going to have blood clots. So if you just change the diet, again, we're going to go to the Mediterranean. No cancer, no heart disease, no diabetes. If you eat like they do. And Americans eat too much meat anyway. Their portions are too large. So go to the 5 ounces or less of meats and eat more fruits and vegetables and omega-3 fatty acids, and you will reap the benefits. And it's easy, and a lot of people are just amazed, Frank. Every day I hear from people, I can't believe how good I feel. I am just feeling so wonderful. It's the nutrition. Your body was starved for nutrition, see. And if you give it the building blocks of nutrition, your body can heal itself. So with your standardized health care now, there's no real prevention care. You know, they want to scan you, but they're looking for a problem they can fix, of course. Again, you know, there's no crystal ball. And you know, when you go to your radiation types of scans to prevent cancer down the road, that's ridiculous because radiation gives you cancer. So I would say, you know, look at your options, investigate things thoroughly, ask if the protocols recommended to you will strengthen or weaken you. Always ask the doctors this. Is this going to weaken my system? Well, you may get a question back. Weaken how? I'm paying the psychologist at this point. You know, make me dependent on medications. On a cellular level, will I become more toxic? You know, just throw it right back to the doctor there. He's probably not going to have an answer for you. But you know what? You can just find out all these answers yourself online. There's all kind of outlets online. You can do a nice search. Science Daily has a lot of scientific reports you can search by keyword. So, you know, and you can learn a lot there. You can learn what to do and what not to do. So cleanse and nourish has always been my mantra. You get the toxins out that accumulate and could invite disease, as the doctors have just said here in this report. And then you put the nutrition in to rebuild and restore. Cleanse and nourish. Very basic, not very expensive, old as the hills, and it works. So cleanse and nourish, cleanse and nourish. And when we use a lot of the nutritional elements in your medicinal herbs, they're packed full, really strong. Your bitter herbs are really strong. So that helps the body. It gives that bridge, and it helps the body catch up where it's lacking. So this is why medicinal herbs are bitter. You use a little bit, and you don't use them lifelong like a prescription drug. That's not what they're for. They're here to rebalance and restore. And then, you know, hopefully your lifestyle is back on track, and you don't need that. That's what it's about. Yeah, these herbs aren't supposed to be, you know, prescriptions for life. That's not what they're for. We're so conditioned, Frank, you know. People think they have to be on these herbs and these supplements forever. I'm like, ridiculous. Ridiculous, you know. But, hey, it's a you know, learning curve. It is. And people just, if they're open to it, if they have ears to hear and eyes to see, they'll get it. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to talk. I got a call this week about spider bite, brown recluse. So we're going to talk about spiders because, you know, around this time, people are starting, you know, to rummage around in the wood pile so they can burn a fire. It's getting chilly at night. Or maybe, you know, they're moving. People just sold their house and the housing market's big and people are in their basements and their attics and they're moving stuff out. And these are places where spiders like to hide. So, what do you do with a spider bite? A really bad one. You know, well, the average person runs to the emergency room. Well, spiders are usually not on your mind unless maybe it's Halloween or coming up to that nonsense here. But, they are around. They're tiny little creatures. They have a purpose in our ecosystem, but they can pose a dangerous threat. When their habitat's disturbed and you get a venomous spider bite, most people will go to the doctor's office or the emergency room for treatment. But according to Dr. Donna Sager of the Tennessee Poison Control Center, this may not be necessary and could actually cause more problems for you. So we're going to take a look at this and look. And, you know, you want to be real careful what these venomous bites are going to cost you if you go to the hospital. Big, big, big bucks. So the world has about 170,000 species of spiders, and out of that, about 35,000, we want to stay away from. Now, out of these numbers, a handful are very, very dangerous, and although it's a rarity, there's 27 spiders in the world that can kill you with one bite. Those are the bad ones. So spiders are rarely aggressive, but they attack when they're disturbed or feel that they've been provoked. Okay. So North America has identified about 3,000 species of spiders, and of them, there are two species, the recluse spiders and the black widows. Okay. Very dangerous. They can kill people. They can. Let's look at some of the lesions, because with most of your spider bites, you may get health complications, and often spider bites, like the brown recluse, produce skin lesions, and in some instances, they can require urgent care. Well, let's look at our brown recluse, because I've known a couple of people who got bit by one. Do you know of anybody, Frank, that got bit by a brown recluse? Anybody at all? How they treat it? Do they go to the hospital? Do they get medical treatment? Because it's, he does not. He isn't out there in Oregon? Seriously? Gosh, I would think so. Well, the brown recluse spider likes to live in these dark places, your wood piles, your basements, your attics. And this spider is nationwide in America, from the Atlantic to the Pacific. It likes warmer regions, though. The southern segments of the country have a lot of them. So this spider is usually dark brown, has a violin shape on its back, with the neck of the violin shape pointed towards its rear end. So most spiders have, you know, 8 eyes, but the brown recluse has 6, a pair on the front and 2 pairs on either side. And Frank, have you ever seen the jumping brown spider? I got introduced to that recently in this new location we moved to out here in the rural area. That's freaky. You know, have you seen, or you've seen a frog jump or a grasshopper jump? Think of a spider doing that. I mean, you know, 10, 15 feet. Jumps. It just gives you the creeps, right? So I sat at the office, right? And I had to go into this storage room, and I'm looking at this thing on the wall, and I go, what is that, a cricket? And I got up closer to it, and it wasn't no cricket. Yeah. No, 8 legs, you know, that's the spider thing. And so it jumps, right? So I was just like running out of that storage room faster than you could say, you know, ready, set, go. And I didn't want to go back in there. You know, I couldn't even convince coworkers to go back in there, get me what I needed in there. I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't want to call a bug guy, you know, because I don't like those chemicals, you know. So what to do? The thing is creeping me out, and I don't want to go in there. It jumps. How are you supposed to swat at it? It jumps really quick. It's a quick little spider. It's quick. And he just had these really weird legs all bent out. He really looked like a Halloween spider in that effect, you know. He was creepy. But my son had a friend come over to the house, and he used to have a tarantula, right? Why? I don't know. But I now refer to him as Spider-Man. But he said he used to feed his tarantula. He would catch spiders and other bugs and feed his tarantula. I said, really? You can catch spiders? He goes, yeah, I can. I'm like, I have to show you something. So I take him to that storage room, and I said, in there is this brown spider that jumps. I mean, really jumps. And so he goes in there. He goes, oh, I see him. He's on the wall there. I said, well, you be careful. He says, that one's not poisonous, though. I said, okay. He says, do you have any, like, hairspray or Febreze air freshener? And I go, why? And he says, I want to spray it, and that'll blind him, and then I'll smash him with my shoe. Because he can't see with all those eyes they got. So he winds up disposing of our spider in that room. I call him Spider-Man now because I just don't like spiders. Do you like spiders? Who? I mean, I can't understand why somebody would have a tarantula as a pet. Really? Come on. But he did. So what makes all these spiders a health hazard is the ones that have the venom. It can kill the tissue on the brown recluse. It can kill the tissue, causing severe necrosis of the bite site, and then it spreads outward, causing significant injury. So for all that reason, if you get a brown recluse spider bite, it can bring a lot of infection, and you can die from the infection. So most people tend to run to the doctor for the treatment. And what the doctors wind up doing is cutting away, giving them antibiotics, steroids, antihistamines, pain medicines, and they start debriding the dying tissue. But they keep cutting and they keep cutting and digging and digging. And, people can get disfigured. So this is all how modern medicine deals with a brown recluse spider bite, because they can't neutralize the venom, right? Right? Okay. So disfigurement is often the result of a brown recluse spider bite. And this is not an aggressive spider, and it usually bites when it's threatened. A lot of people get bit by a brown recluse spider bite when they didn't even see the thing. They just notice later, oh, what is this on me? You know, and they notice they got bit by something, but they just don't know what it is. Now, the telltale sign that you got bit by a brown recluse is that where the venom went in, it'll feel hard. It'll have firmness there. Now, it won't be soft, squishy tissue. It'll be hard. And it'll be kind of white, you know, like white. It won't be fleshy pink. But then there'll be like this red ring. And you get like this bullseye thing going on. So that's usually the telltale sign it was brown recluse. So it, no time like the present to deal with that. And I'm going to tell you how I do with that. Now, the black widow, usually a southern areas of the United States, black widow likes the warmer climates. There's 32 varieties of them that live just about anywhere. They do live in the Middle East, also in Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Canada, and Mexico, as well as Hawaii, and of course your North and South Americas. They can be difficult to identify when their features differ from region to region, and the female spider is usually a shiny black with the yellow or orange or red hourglass mark on the underside of the abdomen. And sometimes the hourglass is just a dot shape. And the black widow, you know, likes to be sheltered. It's usually found again in wood piles, rubble, likes a lot of stone piles, hollow stumps in sheds and garages, especially a lot of moisture. And if you have an undisturbed or uncluttered area, let's say, it likes to hang out there, like crawl spaces, basements and attics. So the black widow can give you a painful bite, and it can be fatal, especially for the young and old, or if you have a heart condition. A small amount of the venom is a neurotoxin, and it's 15 times more poisonous than a prairie rattlesnake. And it will attack the central nervous system, and respiratory arrest can occur. Okay. Symptoms are usually headache, nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, of course, and high blood pressure. And sometimes victims do not notice any pain with the bite, and people with cardiovascular disease are at a greater risk, and they need to be hospitalized. And the risk of death is less than 1% with effective treatment. Expensive anti-venom was developed in 1956, so they do have an anti-venom for the black widow. Okay, but it's expensive. So let me go over the signs. We're running out of time, but let me go over the signs of a bite. If you've been bitten by a venomous spider, here's some of the signs. The bite may itch. The bite site may be red, inflamed, or even hot to the touch. You may see fang pits. They may be visible. Of course, fever. Bite site has maybe a blister. The bite site maybe turns a bluish color. The bite maybe forms a crater, or you have difficulty breathing or loss of motor skill control. And of course, your medical treatments will vary. Emergency rooms will try to determine what bit you, but they can't give you just any venom, any anti-venom if they don't know what bit you. So there was a lady in Arizona. She paid $83,000 for a 3-hour hospital treatment for a scorpion anti-venom treatment. The hospital pays about $100 for that drug. Now, also in 2013, there was a big deal out here in North Carolina where this guy named Eric Ferguson was treated for a venomous snake bite. It was a copperhead. He was only at the hospital 18 hours in observation, and his bill was $81,000. So sometimes your anti-venoms are very expensive because they have a very short shelf life, and most of them are made overseas, and they have to be flown in. And so what I like to do is neutralize the venom and then regenerate the bite site. I do that typically with herbs that will pull out the venom from, you can apply them topically and pull them out. And then you can also take herbs on the interior to cleanse the blood or sweep the blood of any venom that gets into the blood system. And then I like to use herbs to, you know, obviously support immune function as a defense from infection. And also I like to use regenerative herbs for tissue healing to speed that up. So I would encourage people to check out thepowerherbs.com because they have this wonderful snake bite kit that you can use for spider bites too. And you can use them for they even have one for pets, you know, because dogs like to get into, you know, snake fights a lot. They don't usually do so well. But you can use this snake bite kit and help them out as well and avoid, oh my God, avoid a big vet bill and surgery. So thepowerherbs.com. Look under kits. If you get one of their catalogs, you'll go to the table of contents and look under kits. Very, very reasonable price, you know, for about $150, I think you can get a kit. And especially if you're out in the wilderness and you can't get to medical assistance right away, this helps. This definitely will help you stay out of the woods, as it were, literally, medically. So thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663. Get a free product catalog or ask about their kits or go up on their website at thepowerherbs.com. And click the category of herb kits, and you can see what they have there. Now, this particular kit is in a one-pound little pouch that you can thread through your belt. So if you're, like, hiking, you know, or camping, you definitely want to take that with you, for sure. So, and it's also good to get this for poison, ivy, oak, and sumac. Who doesn't want to have something when you encounter that when you're out on the trail? ThePowerHerbs.com, 866-229-3663. Local number is 828-469-5972. That's 828-469-5972. And get empowered out there and take advantage of their sale. Save 20% now through the 3rd of November with the Election Day sale. Use coupon code ELECT20 when you check out online or over the phone or on your order form. I can see by the clock I'm out of time, so the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.